So it's my pleasure to welcome back to Many Rivers Books and Tea, Rhea Schnurman, and members of the Threshold Choir. I will let Rhea introduce her colleagues. I think there are even colleagues in the audience, ringers out there, who will be joining in the singing. And they may or may not be introduced, but I'll leave that up to Rhea. Rhea is, of course, the editor and compiler of this book, Singing Us Home, Songs for the End of Life. I don't know if we have more of them out here, but I guess not. Anyway, there's several of them here. Okay, and we have more as well. And did I hear something about a second book? Or
yeah, I've done a second book, which is called Carry Us Through This Night. It's the songs of Linda Allen, and there's a CD that goes with this songbook, and we'll be singing a few of these songs to you.
Wonderful. Well, please join me in welcoming Rhea Schnurman and members of the Threshold Choir.
Please feel free and join us in that silence as we continue. Let it wash over you.
We're going to pretty much just sing through several of the songs. Talk a little bit, and then afterwards we'll have questions and answers. Mm-hmm. But if there's something that you really have to know, write it down. For caregivers, mm-hmm. and for memorial services.
We've been called Kindness Made Audible at mm-hmm. Lullabies for the End of Life, and part of what we do going into people's homes or to their hospital beds is to be present for people, bringing comfort through music for people who are struggling with living, struggling with dying, and to the people who love and support them.
And we also sing for ourselves.
it's such an honor to do this work. It's not work, I mean, but to do this.
Work of art.
The giving and the receiving, just the same. So, lay back in the arms of love. Yes.
And I'll try to remember to hold up the book just so you can see. There's not enough copies for everyone to look on, but Rhea has really compiled these beautiful songs with stories or things shared from the songwriters about how the song came to be, with beautiful images that complement the song. So I'll try to remember to do this every so often.
That was one of the funnest, most satisfying parts of this whole thing was finding just the right graphic for each song. That graphic that really says it. So this is by Gina Salah. Lay Back in the Arms of Love. We sang My Grateful Heart by
Laura Fannin, and You Are Not Alone by Kate Munger, who is the founder of Threshold Choirs.
Lay back in the arms of love. Lay back in the arms of love. Rest back in the arms. You are safe from harm. Lay back in the arms of love. Lay back in the arms of love. Lay back in the arms of love. Rest back in the arms. You from harm, lay back in the arms of love. Lay back in the arms of love. Lay back in the arms of love. Rest back in the arms, you are safe from harm. Lay back in the arms of love.
I asked each of the composers to write just a little blurb about where their song came from and what it meant to them and why what it was about. And so I'll read some of them. The next song is "I Will Hold You in Love" by Jane Chaudhuri. She's in the Marin Threshold Choir. There are Threshold Choirs all over the United States and Canada at this point.
Actually, over 130 choirs in over 8 countries worldwide. So it's an international nonprofit organization.
Incredible. So Jane wrote, "This is the first song I've ever written. It came easily and obviously. Once I had written it, I kept it close for a while, hesitant to share it, because it felt so very personal. Then I realized I had to let it go, in love. My song comforts me and acts as a reminder when I forget. I hope it does something like that for any heart that sings it."
Well, here's it. Feel free to join us. Some of these are so simple, and if you're moved to sing along, please do.
They're all very, most of them are very simple, chant-like, repetitive kinds of songs for bedsides. You don't want a whole story.
We have Latifa also in our audience, who's another one of our choir sisters, so she'll be there.
I will hold you in love.
I will hold you in love, and I will let you go in love. I will hold you in love, and I will let you go in love. I will hold you in love, and I will let you go in love. I will hold you in love.
Ocean Breath by Helen Greenspan. Helen is in the East Bay Threshold Choir. Wonderful songwriter. And about this song she wrote, "Ocean Breath started writing me during my stay at a medical facility in Mexico. For several weeks, fear was a constant companion, as was the ocean right outside my door. While I was there, I got the news that a woman who had touched me very deeply when she helped heal my dog from an injury and trauma had died. This news, too, came against the backdrop of the rhythmic ocean. The constancy of the ocean breathing sustained and comforted me those weeks. This song was written from that ocean breath. Living or dying, the breath is moving until it evaporates into eternity."
Ocean breath breathing me. Ocean breath breathing me.
Actually, the first song I ever wrote. I didn't know you were allowed to do that without a special credential or something. And it came out of a desire to add to the repertoire of these beautiful songs that we were bringing to people, and to sing something for my choir sisters that we could sing to each other, and not just at a bedside. And this was one of those, on a beautiful long car drive to Tomales Bay, my car radio wasn't working, and I was feeling very, cranky about that, and then this song sort of showed up in my head, and line by line it just kind of tapped on the window and said, "I'm here," and became a song. And I actually got where I was going to Kate Munger's house, our founder, and I think I'm remembering a song, and I sang it to her, and she said, "No, I think you just wrote that." So there's more written about my little story of writing this, but it's just I've been singing professionally since I was 5 years old, and this song makes me so happy. I feel like it's one of the things that brings me great joy. And when I was the managing director of the choir, I actually got emails from people as far away as New Zealand and Iceland telling me where this song had ended up and how it had impacted their families, and just tickled me. So this is called From My Heart to Yours, and I'm going to sing it through, and then I'm going to invite you to join me. From my heart to yours, a song without end. May it offer you comfort and healing, my friend. Though I cannot go with you, your journey goes on. I can laugh with you, cry with you, sing till you've won your freedom from suffering, released from all fear. May you find all the love that you needed was here. From my heart to yours, a song without end. May it offer you comfort and healing, my friend. Though I cannot go with you, your journey goes on. I can laugh with you, cry with you, sing till you've won your freedom from suffering, released from all fear. May you find all the love that you ever get the opportunity to hear Melanie. She's a local fabulous singer-songwriter from Oakland who's performed with Linda Tillery in the Cultural Heritage Choir and Sweet Honey in the Rock, and she's just a musical force to be reckoned with and an exquisite human being. So just a plug, if you ever see that name associated with any musical event, run, don't walk. Hear Melanie.
And a Threshold Choir.
Yes, and a Threshold Choir.
And I love that there's a wide range of women whose songs are in this book, from several women who wrote their very first song, don't consider themselves composers by any means, and women like Melanie Demore, Peggy Seeger has a song in here, Terry Garthwaite has a few. So it's a real mixture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Melanie says, I wrote this song for my friend, Erica Luckett. Sometimes, when things are hard and those we love are struggling, the best thing we can do is stand strong and steady for each other. Finding the right graphic for this one was tricky. I was looking for stones, standing stone, mm-hmm. and many, many pictures of stones, and none of them did it. And then I found this. The trees really standing with each other, standing for each other.
I will be your standing stone. I will stand
Next two songs are written by Sharon Lloyd. He's a member of the East Bay Choir. We get to know each other. We visit each other's rehearsals, and it's lovely. We can go into a rehearsal and we know the same songs. And we can just sing.
Or go to the other side of the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People have a common repertoire.
And she remarks, these are very personal songs written to get me through a difficult time. Singing for ourselves as well. A doctor told me that I could die soon. Surprisingly to me, I felt terrified. I wrote and sang Breathe as a way of grounding myself and staying in the present moment. Connecting to the breath by thinking about and experiencing what is happening in the body is a very fast way for me to step back into the moment. During that same period of time, I was having to give myself injections, which were quite painful. At first, I was simply focused on the pain. Then I remembered that although the shots hurt, they were helping me. I wanted to remember that, so I wrote Blessing Song, which was what I sang before, during, and after the injections. I am now well. I continue to sing Breathe and to share both of these songs with others.
And I just have to add, one of my favorite little anecdotes of this song is knowing that Sharon was on her way somewhere and really wanted to sing this to herself in her car, but couldn't remember it. And she called Kate up or you up,
me?
Or called
she
you
called
up
me.
And said, can you remind me of my song? I really need to know it right now. It needs to be with me and it's not here.
Could you sing it to me now?
I love when parts of our brain live in other people's bodies. Be communal. So. And two times in unison?
Breathe, open heart, breathe, bless this medicine. Breathe, gratitude, breathe, breathe. Breathe, open heart, breathe, bless this medicine. Breathe, gratitude. Breathe gratitude. comfort less. I will not leave you alone. I am the air you breathe in. I'm the light of every star and every dawn. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you alone. I am the air you breathe in. I'm the light of every star and every dawn. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you alone. I am the air you breathe in. I'm the light of every star and every dawn.
This one has a chorus that gets repeated that you all get to sing along with. So it is an audience participation, if you choose. Optional, not required. Did we sing the chorus so they can hear it?
The words are.
It'll happen, but go ahead.
Yeah. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted all the days of your life. This is the chorus, and if you want to join in at some point.
Let's start with the chorus. Everybody can hear it, and then we'll go to the start of the song. We'll get our traffic straight here.
You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted all the days of your life. Your loved ones will be here to hold you and support you, to bring you peace and deep, deep love, to be with you on your way. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted all the days of your life. Friends will hold you near in times of joy and sorrow, to help you shine and speak your mind, to stay with you on your way. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted all the days of your life. The earth beneath your feet, firm ground for you to stand on. The trees, the wind, the stones and sun,
will be with you on your way.
You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. All the days of your life, you will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. All the days of your life.
The next two are from Linda Allen's book that I also did.
Let's read the words of the book and sing along.
This is the round for the Black Madonna. The words are: Mother of mystery, womb of the earth, I will rest in your waters, awaiting my birth. So we'll sing this a few times, and then we can do it as a round.
So let's sing it maybe two or three times in unison, and then we'll just split the room into two sections, and this half can sing with me, and this half can sing with Anna. And did we introduce ourselves? I'm Maria, by the way. Maria and Anna. But we're just happy and blissed out to be here, whatever our names are.
Good job.
Mother of mystery, womb of the earth, I will rest in your waters, awaiting my birth. Mother of mystery, womb of the earth, I will rest in your waters, awaiting my birth.
dreams.
So this is another really simple one. You can join in when you feel to. The words are, let love melt into memories and pain into song.
Let love melt into memories and pain into song. Let love melt into memories and pain into song. Let love melt into memories and pain into song. Let love melt into memories and pain. Peace be with you.
The last song we're going to do is River of Grace. Who wrote it?
I'm not sure.
Somebody wrote it.
Somebody wrote it.
I'm glad they did.
I think Kate Mover did. Yes.
I'm glad they did.
Good job.
There's also another simple one. You can join mm-hmm. in.
And yeah, we're just going to, you know, go with it and join us. Harmonies, whatever you want.
I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home.
Say just really quickly that if you are interested in knowing more about this music and this organization, the Threshold Choir has a website, thresholdchoir.org. It also has an interactive map, so if you know of someone who needs some singing, you might just go to the map and look and see if there's a Threshold Choir in their area.
Chances are good there.
Yeah. And I also just want to say that there will be a community sing of Threshold Choir songs happening at the Occidental Center for the Arts. It's not on the weekend of Dia de los Muertos, but November 8th, which is the following Sunday, there'll be an afternoon of community-led singing, and that'll be from 3 to 5, and it's just by donation at the door. So just really having a chance to bring something for the ancestor altar and sing or listen, whatever is your joy, just know that that's happening.
And for anybody who, or anybody that you know who is, who you think would like to be sung to, is in that place, there is no fee, there's no charge, it's our gift. So just, there's a number through the website. And they will contact the Sonoma County Threshold Choir.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever sing at places that are not at people's homes, like
hospitals, boarding care,
skilled nursing, mm-hmm.
okay. Memorials?
My guess is that the experiences you have are very profound. And I wonder if there's a chance that you'll write a book about that.
I think there are several choir members who have been working on a book project for a number of years, but I think it's been through several iterations. I'm not sure what is possible in terms of when something would be out, but I know that there are wonderful stories, anecdotes, and testimonials on the website, and all of us sitting up here, I mean, this is kind of a movement of people reclaiming something that we've done throughout human history. Mm-hmm. So just saying, you know, when you've done the dishes and you've fluffed the pillows, you know, what else can you do? You could be present and sing if that's, you know, what you like to do. And I think it is something that a lot of us get into thinking, oh, this will be a good thing to do for someone else. And what we find is it's really wonderful, positive, and transformative for those of us who do it. And I'm really grateful to be doing this for 15 years now. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. Truthfully, it has to come through us before it is given. So we get some of it too.
Mm-hmm. And all the songs are a cappella. Mm-hmm.
So how large a group are you? Maybe I was a little bit late, so maybe you already addressed that. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering when, you know, how large, you know, how many rehearsals you have.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And also how many do you go to, you know,
We usually go to bedsides in small groups, 2, 3, 4. We don't want to overwhelm. When somebody is in a place where they can't absorb a lot of stimulation, we like to kind of think of it as a musical massage that's a hands-off, energetic, the sound. But we have close to 2,000 members around the world. And in any of our local choirs, I think there are 17 choirs around the greater Bay Area. Probably, I don't know exactly what the number is in Sonoma County, maybe 20 members or?
Yeah, so the Sonoma County choir, we meet in Cotati the first and third Wednesday of the month at the Church of the Oaks. And then there's another choir in the county, Valley of the Moon Choir.
And we meet on first and third Mondays. So, but if you know, if you're interested in like Tuesdays, you can go to Marin, you can go to Bolinas, you can basically just spend the rest of your life wandering around and picture down the results and working out and singing songs.
Bring tissues.
Questions or thoughts?
I know, for instance, Rhea does this beautiful watercolor for those who don't know, but I imagine that others of you have other artistic expressions too. I'm just a little curious as to how these works co-influence, how your different media co-influence.
I'm so glad you asked that. looking back, I can see that the joy that I had in finding the graphics for this book was huge. And I realize I'm very visual. And somehow connecting the visual with this music.
Because you've been a musician all your life.
I've been a musician all my life.
And you found another medium.
And then I, to support a friend of mine who wanted to branch out, I took a watercolor class with her. I did it for her. And I loved it. I just loved it. And now I'm just kind of going with that and seeing how the painting and the art is influencing how it circles around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
I was wondering, what about
food? I'm an organic farmer.
Oh, cool.
So my art is about making, is earthworks.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of what sustains me is being in my life.
Wow.
Grow food and make medicine.
And I don't paint or do a whole lot of gardening, but it was really interesting to get to do this work of being present at a bedside and just trusting that if you show up, then what needs to happen will happen. You can kind of step out of your braininess of saying, this is what's going to happen, and I'm going to sing this song, and this will be their response, and you know, you just kind of let things happen. And for me, I did some Reiki training, and I've been doing some energetic work, and realized that I've been doing energy work at bedsides for more than a decade and didn't know what it was that I was doing. So now I have some context and some training, and just really like being present when things are shifting and things are needing to be stabilized. It's wonderful to have whatever experience is happening at a bedside, even the challenging ones. But for me personally, I really enjoy going to a bedside and having somebody who's in distress, maybe their respiration is not stable, to be able to sing and just instantly watch somebody relax. To just, you know, if you're in an ICU or in a medical room where things are beeping and monitors are going, and you can actually have somebody's heart rate and pulse slow down and mellow out and have that immediate response of there is an impact, there is something real happening here, and that's exciting to me.
Mm-hmm. We take our cues from the person that we're singing to with. Even though a lot of these songs do have beautiful harmonies, there are times when if they're not in a place where they need really low stimulation, they need to be where they are in their journey, and
harmony's not needed.
In that case, we'll just either sing unison, just unisons over and over, or sometimes not even words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just humming between.
It's an interesting practice to notice and trust the intuition of when is it helpful to be there singing, because this music can be sort of a bridge to where somebody is going next, you know, that we don't always know what that is, but something's happening. And when it's time to maybe step back or shift because what we're singing and the words we're singing is holding somebody where they don't need to be anymore. So that's something I'm still learning.
I have a question. I'm interested to know I'm interested for personal reasons because both of my parents will be passing, and I'm curious if you noticed any differences between, you know, how men and, you know, and women respond, female and male conditioning, or if it's very universal.
I think it's some.
My experience is there's no absolutes in that answer and in that question. It's just, you know, people have different relationships with music throughout their lives, whether or men or women. And
I used to do a lot of trainings for new singers to Threshold Choir, and they, you know, would have questions about, well, how do I know when I'm ready, or how do I know the songs, or how do you know what to sing? And I just used to like to say, you know, every bedside is different because every person is different. And there are people that, you know, we would sing for weekly for months, and then there's a shift, and what song they loved now is not the right song, or there's something different. I had one guy that I sang to regularly in Petaluma who really liked the songs, and one day something was shifting. He was near the end of his life, and he was really not into it anymore. In fact, he told me, he said, well, you're a nice lady, you can stay, but no singing. No singing. He didn't like singing. And I just sat by the bedside, and I sang through, and I just, you know, kind of smiled and said, well, I'll just have a seat. And I sang through my 15, 20 minutes worth of songs silently to myself, and he was just relaxed, he was happy, and you know, when I left, well, actually, he was asleep when I left, but he said, thank you, that was nice. And, you know, to the outside world, I wasn't doing anything, but I knew that I was still, for every bedside, I show up, and whether the person is there and wants the singing, there and doesn't want the singing, has already passed, and we're singing to a room that still holds that spirit, but the body is not, you know, I mean, it's just always different.
And we only sing by request of the person or their immediate family or friends.
So I'm curious, first of all, your music and the songs are beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, when you go into institutions, how you have been received, and if there's been a change over the last number of years.
It's definitely been interesting to track, being somebody who worked not just at bedsides, but actually worked for the choir. We had a lot of requests from palliative care units, as, you know, word of mouth happened. This was before we had a big website that showed people what we did. Sloan Kettering is right now working on having a small threshold choir embedded with every palliative care unit. There's a lot of really positive reception to, you know, this is not medical. It's actually part of what we do, that we are hands off. We don't give meds. We don't give sips of water. We don't shift people in the bed. We are just there to bring comfort and ease wherever possible with music. And people have been really very respectful and receptive of that.
Many times staff will come in the room, mm-hmm. and they just hang out and yeah. take it in for themselves too.
Mm-hmm. And we, you know, if we're there to sing and something else is happening, somebody is getting some meds or a sponge bath, I mean, we can remove ourselves from the space and sing from a doorway or the hallway. We can just back off and hum until whatever needed to happen has happened, and then we can come forward again. I mean, we try to be aware of the fact that we're not the only game in town and other things need to happen, and we can just sort of hold a space and hold a presence.
So I'll just end by saying I'm just so honored to have put this book together and written the music out. This is music that would have been lost, most of this. I mean, the majority of the women who wrote these pieces don't know how to write music at all. And I've done it professionally for a long time. So they would call and sing the song to my answering machine.
And she would turn it into beautiful music on paper.
Wow, what a talent.
One of Rhea's businesses is song catcher.
Yeah, song catcher. Yeah. Catch the songs. Yes. So I'm just honored to have gotten these songs down and so that the women that wrote them can really take themselves seriously as having written a song, having, you know, being a composer and seeing it in writing. And
One of the things that I just want to say before we end is I think it's so cool that this is a group that doesn't really have a formal audition process. You know, we're not... Not everybody in the group are trained singers or musicians. Sometimes people come to us and don't even know if they have the time to fit it in with their lives, but just feel like they want to be part of this. We just ask that people interested in doing this work can match a pitch, can, you know, hold a part or learn how to hold a part, and convey compassion and kindness with their voice, and or be willing to learn how to do that. You know, but it's a very inclusive and wide spectrum of experience that's brought to this. And I love the fact that we have a repertoire of over 400 songs. Many of them were written by choir members who didn't know they were songwriters until they wrote songs for the choir.
Are you part of the hospice?
No. They refer to us.
Right, mm-hmm. But you're not.
A lot of us have had formal hospice mm-hmm. training, a lot right. haven't. And there are some places, I know there's some other states where choirs would write in and say, you know, how do we set this up? We want to sing with this hospice, but they require us to go through their training. And like, well, then you go through their training,
right.
you know, whatever
right.
whatever the facility needs to be in compliance and to be up to their standards of care for people, we try to be flexible and step into that as much as possible. But we do a lot of gatherings and sort of trainings amongst ourselves. We have a handbook in the works. We do weekend workshops for new singers. We have gatherings around different parts of the country and a national gathering every year where we can share stories and share songs and just kind of mentor each other. You know, some of us have been doing this a very long time, and some of us, you know, show up and say, I just heard about it last week and here I am.
And you're selling these two songbooks tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
looking for new members. Anytime, if you feel that little chill down your spine, step right up and sing with us. Then. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much on behalf of Many Rivers. Thank you all for coming tonight. Many of you know that there's a donation bowl over on the counter there. We like to split the proceeds of that with our guests to further their work. And we retain half to maintain this space for further such events. We will look forward to seeing you guys again at some point. We look forward to seeing you all back here at Many Rivers for other events, for other occasions to be in the store. Thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. And I didn't mention, if you're interested in this book, there is a CD of the music that goes along with this book.
Oh,
all
right. So you get two for one.
Yeah. Oh, and not for sale tonight, but there are three professional CD recordings of Threshold Choir music that are available on the website, or, you know, they're, if you're interested in this music, there actually are three CDs out now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I brought the more copies of this.
Nice. Thank you.
No, I need.
It's so funny that I've done so many copies.